Hello everyone. Today we continue our series on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos with the 11th mitzvah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of learning and teaching Torah. As I translated Talmud Torah, I said that it meant two things, to learn and to teach. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is actually twofold. Unlike other medieval commentators, other Rishonim, who count learning Torah and teaching Torah as two separate mitzvos, the Rambam groups them both together. The Rambam says that the source for this mitzvah is the pasuk that we say in Shema, Vishinantam Livanecha Vidibartabam, that you should teach your children to speak it, namely Torah. So the pasuk explicitly teaches us that there is a mitzvah to teach one's children Torah. And included in that is the assumption that you yourself have studied Torah, because otherwise you won't be able to effectively transmit it to others, including your children. Therefore, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah actually encompasses both. It encompasses learning Torah, and it encompasses teaching Torah. But from the source of the pasuk that the Rambam quotes, it would almost seem like teaching Torah is the more central element of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah than compared to learning it for oneself. Along that line, the Rambam in the Hilchos Talmud Torah, in the laws of Talmud Torah, in his halachic work, the Yad HaChazaka, he uses a very interesting phraseology in one place where he describes the obligation to learn Torah for oneself. The Rambam says, Mi shelo limdo aviv, somebody whose father did not teach them Torah. Now, as we just said before, a person has an explicit mitzvah to teach their children Torah, but let's say, for example, a person's parents did not teach them Torah. The Rambam says, Chayiv lilamed es atzmo. Once they reach an age where they're able to think and learn for themselves, they are obligated lilamed es atzmo. It doesn't say to learn. Rather, it says that they are obligated to teach themselves. Now, it could be that the Rambam means that we're supposed to perhaps find a chavrusa or a rebbe, find a teacher or a study partner, or even hire somebody to teach us. And that's certainly true. But from the Rambam's language, it sounds like that the very act of learning, even on one's own, is not described as learning Torah, but rather teaching Torah. And in this case, you happen not to be teaching somebody else, you happen to be teaching yourself. So, according to the Rambam, there are two elements of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. One is learning Torah, and one is teaching Torah. But teaching Torah seems to be the more central theme or element of the mitzvah, so much so that even when you're learning, you're actually not learning Torah, but you're teaching yourself Torah. There are several explanations that are posited for why the Rambam phrases it that way. And as many of them are fairly technical in terms of the Rambam's methodology for counting mitzvos in the Sefer HaMitzvos, focusing on what perhaps might be the most either explicit or inclusive pasuk that includes all the elements of the mitzvah. But I'd like to offer a suggestion, which is that the connotation of learning is very different than teaching yourself Torah. Both of them involve self-study, but learning something can be learning something using one's own intuition, using one's own deductive reasoning. For example, Newton had the idea about gravity, according to the folktale, when an apple fell from a tree and landed on his head. There was no Misora, there was no tradition, there was no text no external source or body of knowledge that was the source of that inspiration. Rather, it was his own empirical observations and his own mathematical derivations of the concept of gravity. Now, is that true with Torah? And the answer is very much no. Torah is not something that we can derive on our own. It is Hashem's infinite wisdom, and Hashem revealed to us the Torah, as well as the rules for extrapolating the Torah and developing Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law, to understand Torah. And so, while we may be mechadesh, while we may innovate things in Torah, that innovation and that learning and that understanding of Torah cannot only come from within. Rather, it needs to come from an external source. Ultimately, that external source is Hashem himself and Hashem's Torah itself. And so, the very act of Talmud Torah is not learning Torah per se, but rather it's teaching Torah. It's taking the texts, taking the sources, taking the rules, taking the values from an external source and bringing them within. Sometimes that might take the form of a parent teaching a child Torah. Sometimes that might take the form of a Rebbe or a teacher teaching a student Torah. And sometimes it might take the form of an individual teaching themselves Torah. But we always must remember that the act of learning Torah, even by ourselves, is not one purely where the Torah is generated from within, but rather the genesis of the Torah and any ideas that we come up with, we have to recognize that it comes from an external source. It comes from Hashem's divine wisdom that was passed down through tradition to the sources and the books and the teachers and the chavrusas and the study partners that we have all the way down to today. Have a wonderful week.